Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Cole in studio.
Hello.
And we're joined via Discord by Bradley. Hello, Bradley.
Hey, guys.
All right, so today is a super special podcast. I was hoping that more people would show up.
What the hell's going on? Will's fault.
It's all Will.
It was Mark before, but now we're dumping all the blame on Will.
Yeah, it's all Will's fault. The podcast just isn't the same without Will.
Like, I miss him so much.
You know, like you just listen back to these episodes and you're like, man, the quality has gone down. And it's so over
right?
the ratings. So
he was the one who had all the knowledge. We would just talk about nonsense and he would be like, well, here's the facts. Here's the hard hitting. This is what people are here for.
Yeah. Anyways, and today we're going to announce a super special contest at the end of the podcast. So we might sprinkle it in the middle. So make sure you listen to the whole podcast so you don't just go straight for the good stuff. But anyways, yeah, so we're going to also talk about the gaming word of the decade, I guess, which will come out right after the intro here. And Grand Theft Auto 6 has been gaining some traction here, so we got potential release dates and stuff like that, so we'll talk about that.
Whispers.
And we'll also talk about the year of 2019 and what we think about it, and 2020 and what's in store for there. So that's all coming up right now.
Right now.
Alright everybody, the gaming word of the week, slash year, slash decade, is brought to you by Video Games Now.
So when is it not brought to you by Video Games Now?
I don't know. It's brought to you by Gaming Tempo, Gaming Tempo, because I totally butchered your fucking your fucking gamer handle.
our gaming word of the day, or the week, year, it could, decade.
Let's do the day, week, year, and decade. Anyways, we have four words, and the reason we picked these words is because in the last 10 years, these words have either gained a lot of traction or are the laughingstock, like the first one, DLC, which is basically what our whole gaming experience is now.
I think a lot of like studios have touched on the DLC. You know, some people are doing it right, or they're noticing it more. You know, like EA has been trying to clean up their game. Not that they've been succeeding, but you know, at least we've been getting some traction in the right direction for cutting it out.
100%. And then was it Brad? No, it was you. It was brought up noob, but I said...
Oh, no, it was Bradley.
It was Bradley, yeah. So you brought up noob, but I think potato is like the more mainstream term now for newer players.
You think it's more mainstream?
I think so. I hear a lot of people using it. I use it a lot now, too. I can't...
That, and then the one I heard of a lot lately and I just thought of was bot.
Oh, bot, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear bot a lot now, too.
If that's what somebody's the opposite of noob, when they're so fucking good, they're just bot.
Well, a bot, like in Apex terms, bot is like a computer, or I guess Fortnite did it too. It was that computer-generated character that you play. So when you call someone like an actual real player a bot, it means that like they're shitty as a free kill computer player.
Oh, okay, I see. I thought it was like in the Smash terms, when you're playing, it's like a level 9 or something, just throw the bots on. But yeah, it's League of Legends did that when you play against bots.
Right.
That's funny.
All right, next one we have is emulator, because the decline of the old school games
Even the new ones coming out and being shit, everybody wants to play old school, man. I've been hankering to play some Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah.
I had an emulator for that, and it just sucked so hard.
Oh, I tried to play, I played Spyro over the holidays, and I remember downloading the GameCube Spyro, and it was absolute shit. I could not even handle it. It was the worst, so.
Holy crap. Crash Bandicoot. Didn't the Crash Bandicoot remake become one of the hot, like, the best-selling PS4 games? Wasn't on the top 10 for top-selling games? The Crash Bandicoot?
Yes, I think you're right for that. And I played actually maybe 15% of the first game, and Brittany's like, oh, I remember this part, and I'm like, what the fuck, you remember playing a video game? And then she literally schooled me in that part. It was just so embarrassing.
That's awesome. I love the Wrath of Cortex was my favorite Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot, the Wrath of Cortex. Just the opening.
And, alright, so the next gaming word we have is aimbot. So, Bradley brought this one up, too.
Yeah.
Aimbot and regular bot.
Yeah, so,
both the bots.
Both the bots. So, yeah, lots of aimbot cheater assholes on Fortnite and Apex, I'm sure. Bradley, I'm sure you can agree with that.
Sorry, I cut you. Go, keep going.
I said there's some for sure. Almost in any first-person shooter, you can get people cheating with the aimbots. The memorable one this year was that, I can't remember the guy's name, but the Fortnite streamer from one of the big streaming services, he got banned on Twitch permanently and on Fortnite permanently for using an aimbot on stream.
Wow. Is it more fun to try hard and compete, or to just win with total ease? You know, like, that just does not sound fun to me whatsoever. Just to, like, I feel like when I was a kid, I used to play Oblivion, and my cousin had all the cheats, right? And he's like, the second you start cheating on Oblivion, it stops being fun. It's fun for, like, half an hour or an hour, just while you're, like, you get everything you want for free, and then you play around, and then you realize it takes all the fun out of it. I feel like that's what aimbotting is in those games.
Well, I think the thing about
the only
go ahead, Bradley.
The only exception to cheating is for cheats. I find one of the only games that's fun with cheats is Grand Theft Auto.
100%. And what a great segue!
Awesome segue,
Bradley. You've been doing this for a long time here. All right, so visit our website, videogamesnow.ca, to find all of our content, including our YouTube videos, social media links, and our latest gaming news. After the show, please leave a review on whatever you're listening to the show on, and to help us spread the word about all the words we said earlier. We're going to have a poll on our website as well, so you guys can go check that out and let us know what you guys think the gaming word of the decade is. Or if you have your own, maybe jump over to our Facebook page and chime in there. So yeah,
One last week, you said somebody was angry because we didn't add in Outer World. So I was like, is there a way that people can give suggestions and then we put it up and then they can vote on it? Or is it kind of like we kind of have to do it?
It wants me to pay like $10 a month. I'm like, yeah, so I don't think I'm going to do that. But hey, you guys can help us out with that $10 a month if you become a Patreon. You can get access to the podcast one day earlier than everybody else, as well as a discount on VGN swag, exclusive stories, and you can listen to the podcast live on Discord while we're recording it, like right now.
Well, all right. I was going to say, I got to get some stickers. I have my binder at work. I got all my stickers on. I need some VGN stickers. I told you that like 2 months ago, and I still haven't got them.
Well, I got to redo the stickers because it's still on our old logo, not our new logo. So, anyways, all right, let's talk about GTA 6. So, GTA 5 came out like 7 years ago. Yeah, like it's been out for a hot minute. So, I don't know about you guys, but I did not play it at launch, but I know like half the country called in sick to play this game.
I played it at launch. I got it. Did you get it at launch, Bradley?
I've never been big on those type of games, though.
This was my first time.
Unless I'm cheating.
Unless you're cheating on it. Unless you're flying around like Superman. I love GTA 5. I got off at the beginning. I got it for Xbox, and then when I got a PS4, I switched over to PS4 and I started playing on PS4. So I never actually beat the campaign on PS4. I just played online, and that's the thing. Like, I think it's fine if a game doesn't come out with a number 2 if they're constantly updating it. Like, I mean, the amount of content that's come out for GTA Online is just absurd. You know, like they're just pumping out every week or every month or whatever they have, like a new big update that comes out, new heists, new races, new vehicles. So, I mean, it's not like they've just left it alone and haven't been working on it. So I think it's fine that it's been 6 years.
Well, for me, I've played most of the GTA games, and I find that the campaign was really slow to get going. But not for this one. I just for 4 is when you're in New York, right? So yeah, that one, like, you go over the bridge, and then I just lost all interest in playing the game at that point. So for this one, GTA 5, like, I was really, really enticed with the story, which is the first time in any GTA game that I've been basically motivated to finish the actual story.
Yeah, and you think too, like, they're not only doing GTA, but they're also working on, like, the Red Dead. You know, Red Dead 2 came out. How long after Red Dead 1? What's the time gap on that?
It was a while. I remember this. We had this conversation when Mark was on the podcast because he didn't believe that it was like a Generation 360 game or whatever the fuck.
They missed such a good opportunity to name it something else, because what was the first Red Dead Revolver? Red Dead Redemption? Red Dead Redemption 2? Come on. Could have kept that going.
And it's more like Red Dead Redemption 0.5, because it's a prequel.
Oh yeah, that's right. They always do that. They're pulling the Star Wars.
Yes.
Red Dead came out in 2004. Red Dead 2 came out in 2018.
Holy shit!
So
that is your time gap.
So I think Bradley's auditioning for the replacement of Will.
The Will replacement. Yeah. Who's the Mark replacement?
That might be you.
Dang it! The idiot, the monkey on the shoulder replacement.
Yeah, but you don't love PS4 enough to replace Mark. I think.
I don't.
Yeah. So. Alright, so this is from GamesRadar.com. GTA 6 is really an inevitability. I can't believe I said that without stuttering like a frickin' potato. The colossal ongoing success of GTA 5 is essentially a guarantee that we will see a franchise return, especially since the developer Rockstar's biggest IP, according to Steve Ogg, a.k.a. Trevor from GTA 5. Oh shit, I didn't know that was...
Yeah, Steve Ogg.
Oh, yeah. The highly anticipated sequel is coming soon, explaining that the Rockstar's games take 7 to 8 years to make. Do the math. So that's something to look forward to there, Cole.
Yeah, 7 to 8 years to make, totally. 2004 to 2018. No. They definitely put their time in. It's funny too. I don't want to shit talk them, but I was working on a TV show, and one of the girls on the TV show I worked with, she voiced a lot of the background characters, the female background characters in GTA 5, and she said that they didn't pay her. She went in and did all the sessions, and then when she left, she actually got no pay, and her agents were fighting the company to try to get paid, which never happened. So she was pretty choked at those GTA guys. So.
I actually remember reading an article on that, too, and they made... I think the game cost $125 million to make.
Holy shit.
Which was the most expensive game ever produced. Yeah, at the time. And then, yeah, now it's... I think they made well over $1 billion. We should probably look that up and not be fools.
Is that we're passing it on to Bradley now?
Yeah.
To look up everything?
Bradley's our fact checker.
GTA 5 has made somewhere in the near neighborhood of $6 billion, according to one report.
And how long is a recording session? Probably like $200 per background
person?
I
can answer that. Yeah. So depending on how many words you say, you can get paid not principal actor rate. It's not $600 a freaking gig. It's usually like for 250 words, they'll pay you like... $200, and then every word like a set amount of words, you all get paid more. So yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'd be pissed too, especially if you recorded like every female background performer and it was all done for free.
Should I name drop her? No, that's probably not a good idea. I'm not gonna do it.
No.
Maybe I will. I don't know how many. If we get to 120 subscribers on YouTube, I'll name drop her.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, I forgot to mention that. So tonight, because you're listening to this podcast on the day it was released.
Whoa.
It's New Year's Eve, so Cole and I are going to be streaming until midnight, and we're going to aim to get 300 Facebook likes and 120 YouTube subscribers. Here's the kicker. What are we playing? Are we playing Eco, or what the fuck are we playing?
Wait, when are we doing this?
Tomorrow.
I'm at a thing tomorrow.
No, I called you specifically and was like, hey.
Okay, we'll talk about... I want to play Eco.
Eco? Okay. So we're playing Eco, which is that game that was at PAX like for a billion years, and it's finally released or whatever.
It was 15% off at Christmas time, and I didn't get it. I got to pay the full $33
for it. I got a $20 Steam gift card for Christmas, so nice. It's fine. Anyways, I'm going to be drinking the remainder of my alcohol in my house because I'm going to be starting the year fresh. And that's a lot. I got like two-thirds of a gin left of a 2-6.
And the reason we picked this game is because did I talk about this last time? I want to make a D&D world inside of Minecraft. And I've been working on this world for like a long ass time, like a year and a half. And just 2 days ago, I was finishing it up, so it was finally ready so that I could have people play in it. And the whole thing got erased. Yeah, I was leaving the last building that I just finished, and I was walking out the door, and the game kind of like skipped, like it did like a boop, and the audio stopped, and I couldn't close it, so I restarted my computer. When I fired it back up, it was gone. It's completely gone. And I was heartbroken, so you were like, let's play Evo instead.
That's kind of like what happened to me just recently. So I have, if anyone who's seen the image of like my studio setup or whatever, so I have the a hard drive dock that takes four RPM drives, so I have basically 12 terabytes of storage in four separate drives. So I turned that off when I went up north for Christmas, and I just turned it on today, and two of my drives have no data on it. And one of those was my audio drive, which had every fucking podcast that we've recorded since 2 years ago, basically. And then my other one, which was the backup for everything on my computer and all the hard drives. So those were all completely gone. Thank God, like, I have another one that has all my, like, graphics and all my video stuff and film work and all that on a different drive. That one was fine, but little upsetting. I had to like dig deep in the Dropbox to find 85 of our episodes, but I've lost now because I forgot to update Dropbox, so I've lost the last 9 episodes. That's fine. It's all good. They're uploaded. It's fine.
Still though, we get technology to rely on it, but let's talk to something more fun. What's more fun than this?
GTA 6. Let's continue to talk about that. So, so Bradley, did you play GTA 5? Because you said you didn't. It's not really your type of game.
I tried it out, really, but I didn't play it much. Maybe 20 minutes.
Did you play online? Or did you play campaign?
Campaign.
I think
I've never played the online.
Oh, the online's fantastic, but you definitely have to. It's hard to make your way up. Like, when I got a PlayStation, I started playing online. I got the, whatever it is, the Golden Shark card or whatever that gets you a big shit ton of money, and then you can go and buy an apartment. Like, as long as you have, like, an apartment and a nice car and, like, a couple starting guns, then it's a lot of fun. It's really tough to start online from the bottom and make your way up. But if you do that, the online's great.
I
usually am too busy doing other things.
It's definitely, yeah, something you'd have to... You have to play with friends, you know? Like, you get four buddies together, and you sit down, and you go and do heists, or you go and... I was going to say rob a bank, but that's kind of a heist as well. Go do a car race or something. When you're playing on your own, it's not quite as fun, so...
Yeah, the heists were the best part of that game, actually. I really, really enjoyed the heists, especially the last one in the game that you do. A lot of fun. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the... Merryweather. I think Merryweather is the name of the...
Yeah, my absolute favorite character of all time, and I'm sure everybody's favorite, is Trevor, because he literally emulates every single player that's ever played a GTA game.
I liked Michael. I thought Michael was great.
Yeah, Michael's good too, but just Trevor. Just the first scene with him is just so funny, where he's like banging some chick, and then the boyfriend comes home, and he's like, hey man, you shouldn't be fucking my girl. He's like, well, I gotta fuck someone. Might as well be you.
Oh, or yeah.
It's like, oh my god.
And then he beats a guy's head in with a baseball bat, and that guy was one of the main characters from GTA 4. I remember everybody was like freaking out because they reintroduced this character who Trevor just bashes his brains in.
And then he goes to like this farm. This is like the next cutscene. They drive to this farm, or whatever. They're like, oh, you shouldn't be fucking his girl. And then he'll have something to say about it. And then he was like, well, let's ask him. And then he just starts yelling at his shoe. And he's just like, are you okay if I fuck your girl? And he goes, what? You don't give a fuck because you're fucking dead? Oh, my God. I fucking died laughing. And then he peels the brain off his shoe. Like, a piece of brain. Oh, my God.
That's how it is. That's how it is in the Los Santos deserts. I wonder how many characters are going to carry over from 5 to 6.
Well, just looking at this article on Games Radar, so it has a ton of information leaked out here that might be true. Let's go through these right now, shall we? So, the next GTA title has been in development since 2012, but production didn't properly begin until 2015. But even if the team was focused more on Red Dead Redemption 2, it's Project Americas is what it's called. Interesting.
Project Americas. I wonder if it's going to be... Because they kind of sprinkled around traveling across the world in GTA 5, you know, because you're in Los Santos, but you start in... Was it Canada? There's like a part of Canada you're in or somewhere, like up north. And that's when they do that big bank robbery to escape right. to Los Santos. So, like, they kind of did some world traveling.
Well, they have... If they recycle old game data, like New York, they could recycle that. They could recycle L.A., they could recycle...
Vice City. They said something about it taking place in Vice City.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot they can do. I don't know if... Did what's that? The Crew too. They had something that where you went like across the. This is more of an air question, I'm sure, but where you can travel across the country in like whatever car or vehicle you fucking got. Bradley, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, fucking Eric said he'd be here. No, actually, Eric didn't chime in. It's Dan. We're all disappointed in Daniel. You're supposed to be on the podcast.
Will.
William.
You gotta pass this time, Dan, but next time.
But the contest we're going to talk about later when we actually do the actual final announcements for who wins the contest.
Ones.
The Will better fucking be here.
He said he would.
I told him.
Take the day off.
Yeah. You're losing money to
take the day off. We're going to take your life off.
Yeah, I'll fucking pay him to be here.
Why don't I get paid to be here? Bradley, are you getting paid to be here?
No.
Join our Patreon.
Please.
Yeah.
I would like to eat again soon.
Yeah.
Well, no, you just keep playing Apex.
Yeah. I mean, Cole's out of food. I basically fed him today, right?
You did, yeah. You made me a nice little taco.
Taco soft, whatever the fuck that is.
What is that? Your taco,
taco bake.
Taco cake.
Taco cake. Oh, so
layered
good.
Layered taco cake.
So good. Anyways. All right, so it's set in both Vice City and a new fictional location based on Rio de Janeiro. Some linear missions take place in Liberty City, but it isn't open world yet. So, okay. So, that's so like I just said, they're going to...
Yeah, we should have read the next paragraph.
We should have read the next fucking paragraph. All right. Game will balance realism and arcade, and it won't be as realistic as Red Dead Redemption 2. One playable protagonist is male, not female, despite supposed leaks, and it's set in the 1970s to 80s. Oh, good. So...
Oh, yeah, I read that too, 70s and 80s. And they said there's only one playable male character?
Yeah. I don't know. I really liked the when you could switch between the three of them.
Yeah, that was super fun. Because you just like teleport and they'd be doing something ridiculous. Like Trevor would be in a dress on top of a mountain on a bicycle and you'd be like, where am I? Or like Mike would be at the strip club or like...
Michael was always at the strip club. Every fucking time he was at the strip club.
You never go to the strip club, but every time you switch to Michael, he's there.
And Franklin was kind of a hit. He was either, like, at his house...
Or driving, because he was the driving expert. He was always driving somewhere.
Yeah.
With Lamar. I love Lamar.
Lamar. All right. And then we also have... you can play as an up-and-coming drug lord wannabe named Ricardo. Another key character called Casey is a part of the narrative, and you start off as a grunt doing runs as a cocaine smuggler from Vice City to the new large South American area before making connections with big-time drug lords... And making your way up multiple cities.
Interesting.
So you're just going to join the Mexican cartel. That's good.
That's cool. That's, like, super unique. I like that. Set in a GTA world.
Yeah, because what... I mean, GTA 5, you didn't really do... Like, they were more of a narrative
thing. Yeah, you were hiding out because you stole all that money. And you guys all went your separate ways. But then Trevor shows back up into Michael's life. So it's just basically him dealing with Trevor. And then Franklin wanting to be... Make more money. That was the whole story.
Pretty much. Okay, so moving on. We have... where was I here? Way the fuck down here. There will also be a giant prison, which will play a part in the game. Good. I want to do a prison breakout so freaking bad.
They haven't done that in another...
No, but I did watch a YouTube video of a guy breaking out of prison in GTA Online with nothing but a shiv.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't think I ever went to prison in GTA.
No, I played it for like 2 minutes. Like I wasn't really hooked on it, honestly. So it'll feature a chapter system similar to Tarantino's Flick or Red Dead Redemption 2. Or to a similar to a Tarantino flick. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Or Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah. Weather is a heavy focus, hurricanes, floods, etc. Building changes over the eras, vehicles too, so older, rare, classic cars get more expensive as time progresses, etc. Full economy, so you start with $5 in your pocket and you can buy a car, essentially.
That was a big thing in GTA 5, is manipulating the stock market. You could go to that nerd, what the heck was his name? The guy with the high nasally voice.
Oh,
name.
It was Esther?
Yeah, something like that. But he could go to him and he could put money in the stock market for you, and depending on the choices that you made, the stock market would capitalize in certain ways, so you could make, like, millions of dollars by putting the money at this market and then crashing the other market so yours went skyrocketing. So I wonder if they're going to do something similar.
That's bullshit.
I know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't follow along with it. Yeah.
Well, if they're doing that in the fucking game, why don't they do that in real life and get rich?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll work out great.
Yeah, Wolf on Wall Street. All right, next bit here. Heavily inspired by Netflix's Narcos.
Oh, I gotta start watching Narcos.
Yeah. They will want to have an incredible 70s, 80s soundtrack. Or they want to, so I fucking hope so. I think the music in the 80s was the best.
I think music in the 70s was the best.
You think so?
I think so. I think it was.
Bradley, what do you think?
70s or 80s music?
If you're a rock fan, 80s.
If you're R&B, no. It was pretty good. In 80s is like metal. Like, it's like heavier rock where 70s
was 80s like, is, I guess, more metal.
Yeah, 70s is like that cool, like, you know, like Fleetwood Mac and ABBA, Bee Gees, Three Dog Night. I love me some 70s.
All right, so a younger Mark... A younger Martin Matt... Oh, I can't even... Fuck, what is that word? Cole, you can't even see.
I don't... I got eye surgery for nothing. Which
one? Yeah. That one. Wait, that one. That one. Martin Madrazo will make an appearance, and as will his father, who's a big drug lord at the time. You will do submissions for the Madrazo family, including hits on other gangs. Oh, good. Those are my favorite. Doing hits on anybody is my favorite. Especially when they're like, oh, here, snipe this guy. I'm like, oh, no problem, I got it. With my fucking auto-aim to the max.
Martin Madrazo was the guy at the end of GTA... You finished GTA 5?
I did, yes.
He's the guy who... I could be wrong, but I think he's the guy who... you take all his money at the end, or you do the last big heist on him.
I just remember having a guy in my trunk, and then I kicked him over or drove the car over a cliff, and that was the best ending ever.
Yeah, I think that was the...
That was the ending where you saved everybody.
See, I thought I was going to do the ending where you saved everybody, but I ended up getting Trevor killed on my Xbox account, and then I was like, I don't want to play on Xbox anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't... That was almost a harder decision than, like, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, Charmander. It's like, fuck,
who do you kill?
I liked all the characters.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, speaking of that, we gotta talk about... Oh, we already talked about Sword and Shield. I missed that one.
Oh, yeah, you way
missed it.
Alright, so... The Drug Empire building is a mechanic similar to Vice City's stories, but bigger. Think the GTA Online system and dial it up to 10. Oh. Wow, there's a lot of shit.
Holy shit.
There's a lot of shit.
Oh my god.
Haven't even
you
scroll
down 3 times, and it was the list was still going.
Alright, personal vehicle will be like your horse and saddle on Red Dead Redemption. All your equipment is stored in the trunk. You can also store your body armor in the car. If you wear it, it appears no longer just an invisible thing. Oh, good.
Oh, so you mean like when you put body armor on, it's not like in GTA where it's just like you got a circle with a picture of the body armor on it. You're actually going to see yourself wearing it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
I'm putting my palm over Bradley on my phone, so hopefully I didn't mute him.
We're good.
Oh. Fucking such a delay. I'm like, oh,
you
I need
that
Bradley.
Delay in there.
Shit. All right. So there's a ton of subtitle reading. Think Max Payne 3 amounts. Very immersive, like watching an episode of Narcos. Whenever you're in South America, don't expect to hear much English. Vice City, however, is a mix of everything, but mostly English. Last bit of narrative info. Okay, sorry, I'm just going to backpedal. Vice City, my favorite thing to do in Vice City was do the cop missions.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, oh, they took that out of every other fucking GTA, and it pissed me off, because, like, that was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when you're on, like, level 17, and, like, the FBI's after you, and you're like, I just want to catch bad guys. Like, fuck off.
I haven't played that in so friggin' long.
Yeah, it's been...
But I like that. I hate in movies, they do that, too, where, like, everybody just speaks the same language. You know, like, I'm glad that they're actually gonna have, like, when you're in the Costa Rica or whatever it is, like, don't expect too much English.
Yeah.
That's cool. It takes a lot of work, but it's not like in Star Wars when they can all of a sudden just understand Chewbacca.
Yeah.
When Han's like, I don't speak Wookiee. And then by the end of the movie, he's like, I can understand everything you're saying.
Yeah. I just thought of Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged Bandit Keith when he's like, in America, we speak American.
That's what we do.
I love Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged. It's so good. Actually, my favorite Yu-Gi-Oh! For anyone who doesn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh!, don't worry about it.
Or you maybe should start now.
Yeah. Start at episode one.
Right now.
Oh, man. There's so many fucking plot holes in that show. But anyways, there's a scene. I think I told you this last week. But yeah, there's a scene where they're dueling. It's like the evil Merrick. And they're dueling on like top of the blimp.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's just like, he just goes behind his back and like grabs a Millennium Rod. And in their bridge, he's just like, I'm going to use my Millennium Rod, which I keep conveniently clenched between my buttocks.
Oh, it's that weird. It's that invisible backpack that everybody has. All action heroes have in there, where they can just pull weapons out of their ass.
Yeah, I want the backpack that Brock in Pokemon has. Like, he has an entire camp set up in like a literal, like that's the smallest.
And I'll
backpack.
Use my frying pan as a trusty drying pan.
Yeah, the best line ever. That is a line of the decade for the last decade.
What, didn't that come out like 30 years ago?
Like, yeah, like 2005.
What's Brock's last name?
Harrison.
How the hell do you know that?
Because I'm a fucking huge Pokemon nerd. Christ. Anyways, so the game is it's next gen only. It's not on Xbox One or PS4. Obviously, because it's going to be lit. Game is still in pre-alpha, so names, locations, details could and probably will change. There's no ETA on a release date, like I totally fucking teased in the beginning of this podcast.
Wait, I was looking at Brock. What was the last thing you said?
There's no release date set yet.
Oh yeah, didn't it say it was the launch is going to be PS4 exclusive?
No, it said it's not going to be on PS4 or Xbox One. Pay attention.
Oh shit! I thought they were saying that the release of the game is going to come out at the same time as the PS5, and it was going to be a PS5 release exclusive. Maybe that was some bullshit website I was looking at.
Probably. A little bit of narrative info. It will discuss topics such as HIV and the immigration crisis of the time. So of the 80s. So
leave
so,
it to Rockstar to
hit us with some heavy subjects.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. So there are four main characters: two police and two gang. Oh, cops and robbers.
Cops and robbers,
fuck,
baby.
Yeah. That makes me happy. I'm actually not pretty stoked. I wonder if this will come out next year.
2020. It's the year of the game. Because we've been having to suffer through 2019.
Yes, and what a great segue into our next topic, because we're basically at the end here. So, okay, actually at the bottom here it says early release is holiday 2021, but I would guess later 2022 or 2023.
Damn.
So, let's move on to our next topic here, which is 2019 in general. So, Bradley, since you haven't talked much yet...
Not a big GTA fan.
How was your 2019 for games?
I had this debate with a few people. It was probably the worst year of the decade.
Ooh, those are some hard-hitting words.
Nothing grabbed me. Nothing was, like, amazing.
Okay, here...
Some good games, don't get me wrong.
I can probably sum up 2019 in, like, a couple... So the podcast we recorded in January this year was Will and I talking about how excited we were for like games like Anthem and games like fucking what else came out at that time
that are like really bad now, or just games in general.
Just games in general.
Oh my god, I can't think of anything.
Well, yeah. So Anthem was the big game that we were stoked for.
I was super stoked for Anthem too. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. But anyways, we're like, you know. Oh, it's going to be a great year. We're going to have a great year. We're going to have games like Anthem, and that we were super hopeful that the Xbox Scarlet would get released this year and shit like that. And then, basically, Anthem was this huge fucking flop, and it literally tanked the entire gaming industry in terms of game quality. Like, it just, like everything just came to a fucking full stop.
After Anthem.
100%. After Anthem, yeah, like, there was no games between March and, like, September. Like, there was fucking nothing. Like, there was little, there was, like, Super Mario Maker 2, cool.
Hey, if you're going to make a video games podcast, make it in the two worst years of video games.
I know. I was saying that before we went live, is last year, we're like, 2018 was the worst year for games. It's going to get better this year. And then it didn't. It got worse.
I'm just looking up games that were released in 2000.
Yeah. So... Yeah, because I like this year we were fucking struggling to come up with topics to even talk
every
about.
Every time we would do a podcast, you'd be like, what are we going to talk about? And you can cover yourself for like 1 week and talk about something different, but yeah. Then you're like, we got to get back on to current events.
Yeah.
And there aren't any.
The amount of times Will said, there's not really much in the news, was like fucking staggering.
is that on the recap?
No, that's before we go live. We always kind of recap what we're going to talk about, right? So, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. There's not really much in the news. It's like every fucking week.
Was Fortnite this year or last year? That came
was last
out?
Year.
Came out. Apex came out this year, though.
Yes, it did come out. We did have a podcast on Apex. So, after we talk about 2019, we'll get into 2020, and then we'll roll some clips from the best Video Games Now podcast moments from this year for those who are new to the show, so you guys can hear some good quality stuff.
Hopefully.
So,
your favorite Wolfenstein came out.
Oh yeah, well
I know. I'm just digging through the pile here.
I played the first two, or sorry, the first two. I'm doing the quotations thing for all you non-in the rumors. But yeah, I played the New Order and New Colossus, and those were fucking phenomenal. But what was that goddamn game? Youngblood didn't really do it for me.
Youngblood was an interesting game, but it definitely wasn't a Wolfenstein.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was like Wolfenstein put on a ghost costume. Like, and not even a good ghost costume, like a fucking sheet with like holes cut in it.
We got Cuphead this year.
Like, it was a RPG meets a first person shooter that should never have.
Yeah, I watched some videos on it because you were like, oh, let's play it together. And I was looking some stuff up and I was like, I don't know. It's been a hard game for like, you know, when you want to get a game with your buddy and one person's like, oh, it's going to be cool. And the other person's like, I don't know. It's been one of those.
That was me with Borderlands, actually.
Yeah, I'm sad I got Borderlands. I kind of, it didn't do it for me.
Yeah, that was a waste of $80 for me, for sure. But Bradley's on the other side of that coin.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Will was trying, like, I got to level 15, I think, and then I just lost all interest.
It's very much, for me, the same as 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, I was really reluctant to get Borderlands 3 because I felt the exact same way in 2. Like, I got 2, and I'm like, yeah, it didn't really, you know, I got to level, whatever it was, 20 or something, and I lost all interest, and the exact same thing happened with 3, so I know for sure I'm not buying another Borderlands if it comes out. Yeah. So, what else came out this year? Okay, so it started to pick up in September. So, like, we had Greedfall come out, Will didn't mind it. I never played it, actually, and we talked about that for, like, fucking 3 podcasts in a row.
Which one's that?
Greedfall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Greedfall, and then what else? Luigi's Mansion I was quite happy with, actually. And then Pokemon, everyone's got mixed...
For Pokemon Sword Shield?
Yeah.
I do really enjoy it, but like I said, I hate hand-holding games. Like, yeah. I'm replaying Witcher, because I've been watching Witcher. I'm totally on... Like, I bought Witcher when it first came out. I played through the whole thing, loved it, but because I'm watching Witcher, I'm replaying it. Max difficulty, like, scaling enemies. Like, I play it on... the most difficult, like I play most games. So I hate games that hold your hand, and I feel like I'm just breezing through Pokemon like it's it's not that challenging.
Yeah. Bradley, what about you? What games came up between September and now that you didn't like or whatever?
I didn't play it, but I know Cole didn't like it very much, but Star Wars Jedi The Fallen Order.
Oh my god, yeah, I had a big angry rant. I actually talked to some friends of mine, and they didn't like it either. I was like, oh, thank god I'm not the only one, because everybody else is giving it, like, god-tier reviews.
Well, I think they're giving it god-tier reviews because it's Star Wars.
That's... I hate that. Like, I hate when people are like, we're gonna go see the new Star Wars because it's Star Wars, and I'm like, stop rewarding them! That's... sorry, that is my rant.
Yeah.
I could go on for a lot more, but we don't have enough time in the...
No time in the podcast. What else came out?
Yeah, Divinity 2. Sorry. You go, Brad.
I said Death Stranded was another one. Came out November 8th. It had a bunch of mixed reviews. Fans or people were kind of on the fence on either side of it, whether it was good or shit.
I had a friend of mine, like, I heard all these people just saying it was, like, the worst, and I have a friend of mine who I really trust his opinion in video games, and he said it's his favorite game this year. He, like, absolutely loved it. So I'm like, okay, I'm glad that there's people out there who... You can, like, there's reviewers or there's big people and there's critics or whatever, but when it comes from somebody who, like, you're a friend, you've both grown up playing video games together, and they say they genuinely like it, I'm like, okay, I'm glad that somebody who's honest is actually saying that. Not somebody who's getting paid for it or anything.
I was going to say, well, it did win Game of the Year, but I just looked it up and I'm totally fucking wrong.
Yeah, Shadow. There's Sekiro. You don't know how to say it. Sekiro?
Sekiro. Shadows Die Twice.
That's it. I really wanted to play that. That's on my wish list for
It looks Steam. Quite nice. Eric was playing it.
Yes.
He streamed it a little bit for VGN.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess Devil May Cry 5 came out as well in that little plateau area this year. Bradley, you played that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good filler game. It wasn't anything spectacular, but good hack and slash.
Cool.
I guess that's the year in a nutshell, right?
Everything was just
it was there.
It was a filler till 2020.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. It was good. Sorry.
It was like, you can definitely tell that this generation's coming to an end. Like, this has been a slow funeral march of the end of the generation.
F for respects in the chat, boys.
Oh, funeral march. Anthem's leading it.
I'm looking up for a Wikipedia. Yeah, in January it's leading it. I'm looking up in on Wikipedia. Give your $2.75 for Wikipedia. But September here is pretty good. There's like Divinity, Original Sin 2, Monster Hunter, Iceborne. Oh, am I not away from this? Gears 5. Then Borderlands 3 was in there. Did you play NHL 20?
No, I read all the reviews, and it's like one of the most poorly reviewed games of this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard there was some pretty shitty stuff about it.
Yeah.
Link's Awakening. I played Link's Awakening. That was really fun.
That's just a remake.
Yeah, it's true. What about Goose Game?
Goose Game was pretty fun. I don't think that. I mean, it's an indie game, right? So it had enough content, and I beat it in 3 hours. But there was post game content too.
Mm. Oh, is
so there? Yeah, and Brittany actually likes that game. She gets really frustrated though when she can't solve the puzzles as the goose.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was fine, but it wasn't award winning.
Have you guys seen anything? This is a little bit off topic, but that that night jump game, the one where it's like a hot babe is at the top of the tower. Did you see that?
Nope.
No, there's like this game where it's like a jumping mechanic. It's an 8-bit. It kind of looks like Shovel Knight or I'm trying to think of any other 8-bit game that kind of scrolls. But rather than a side scroller, it's up and down, and you have to do all these puzzles by jumping as a knight, and then you reach the top of this tower. It's like this huge tower, and if you fall all the way back down to the bottom. Like, and it's like, so your screen, and then you jump to the next screen and jump to the next screen, but if you miss a fall, you can fall all the way back down, and at the very top, there's like a hot babe. You gotta save the hot babe. That's kind of been picking up some traction lately. I've been seeing some YouTubers play it.
Well, I'd be picking up some traction too if it was for a hot babe.
It was for a hot babe. but that game came out. I'm just trying to see if I can find when it came out.
Yeah. Alright, so yeah, that's 2019. Vastly disappointed. We're kind of speaking for Will too, because Will's been pretty unimpressed with games as of late.
Yeah,
as well. So,
well, right. Sorry.
What's that, Trav Bradley? Silence, Bradley. Anyway, so let's talk about 2020 then. So, what do we have to look forward to in the new decade here?
Cyberpunk. Since I'm replaying Witcher, I've been thinking a lot about Cyberpunk. I'm really excited for it, but I say it on the podcast all the time. When I'm fighting enemies, I want there to be a squish rather than a crunch. Like, I like to fight human enemies or, like, aliens or something rather than machines. And I feel like it's going to be quite machine-based, but I'm still hooked. Is that bad that I can decide whether I want to play a game or not based on the way the enemies die? I like the way you bleed, boy.
So psychotic.
You're right. I want them to be human. I want to see their souls leave their bodies.
All right. So, what else coming? Well, obviously, we have the consoles coming out in 2020. Well, Xbox for sure. I don't know about PlayStation. I don't know if it's been actually announced. Why don't we look that up right now?
They did say announce it was going to be holiday 2020.
Okay, good. So, yeah, both consoles coming out next year then, which means Halo's coming out next year. And I'll say this. I said this on the air once. I'll say it again. If Halo Infinite is available for PC, I'm not buying an Xbox.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's... like, I've... all the games I've bought for my Xbox, other than Halo Master Chief Collection, well, I can put
you
it
can
on
You can just
my,
get it on your PC.
I can get it on PC now, but yeah. When it was first released, it was... you know, so, yeah, I... there's not a lot of games I bought for my Xbox that you can't buy for a PlayStation or for PC.
Well, especially now that the, Microsoft has so much crossover with the Pass. What was the Pass they have that has Xbox Live?
Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, but yeah. It has something else in it, that crazy...
Ultimate.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Ultimate, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to get a PS5 because I want to try all the PS exclusive games that I've missed out on in the last decade.
Okay, Mark. No, I'm just kidding.
Bro.
Bro. Dying Light 2, man. Or Dying Light 2, but The Last of Us 2. Like, that just makes me so hard watching that.
So hard.
So hard.
Tsushima Shadows Die Twice. That looks amazing.
I don't know what that is, but I can't remember what it is.
Wait, what did you say?
I think I said the wrong two games together.
You did. You said Shadows Die Twice. Something Shadows Die Twice.
That's why I was like, is this a new thing?
Yeah. I was like, is this a sequel?
No. I mixed up two games, and now I'm just spacing.
Oh, that's okay. We'll cover you.
The Tsushima PlayStation game. It's PlayStation exclusive.
Oh, Ghost of Tsushima?
Oh, yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima. That's it.
Yeah. So,
that game looks amazing.
So there's a lot more to look forward to in
2020. Ghost of Tiramisu. God. That's the first thing I saw. Dyslexia. Dyslexia, yo.
Tiramisu of Ghosts.
Doom is another one coming out next year.
Yes.
Next year.
Yes.
A Half-Life VR game next year.
Doom Eternal.
Oh, Doom Eternal.
Doom Eternal. Yeah.
Oh. Monsters and Gods looks kind of fun.
Resident Evil 3 remake.
Yep. Yeah.
Are they just going to remake them and then actually continue on to make Resident Evil 8 or whatever?
Maybe. Oh. I mean, probably you got to buy time somewhere. Just throw an HD remake on it. Slap it on.
We need more money. Damn, let's just remake.
Did you see the Predator Hunting
Ground
trailer?
Animal Crossing next year?
I did not.
That looks actually really good.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet.
I played the old Alien vs. Predator video game. It was really fun. This one doesn't look quite as good, but I hope it's just as fun as the original.
Is it better than the movie?
Oh, the new movie? I didn't see the new movie. The last one I saw was the Robert Rodriguez one with Adrian Brody, which I really liked.
Yeah. What game was coming out there, Bradley? Cole cut you off, and his audio level is much more superior to yours.
Sorry. Oh, Animal Crossing.
Saying, it was like there's Animal Crossing's one, yeah.
I heard him.
The Marvel game that's coming out in like May.
Marvel game, another one.
Is that the Avenger one?
Marvel's Avengers, yeah. This one looks really cool because it has a multiple storylines for all the heroes, but they're all interconnected.
Okay.
And it's published by Square Enix.
Oh, nice.
Bradley's doing a really good Will impression right now.
You are. He needs to be a little bit more robotic, though.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I'm looking that up now. I'm not a big superhero fan.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite do it for me, you know.
Yeah, I'm not into the comic books.
But I really, like, I do enjoy, like, what was it? Lego Avengers did a really good job with their storyline. Like, there's some video games around superheroes that do really good, but it's not my cup of tea.
All right, so I think we can all agree that 2020's got some good stuff lined up here.
Watchmen 2. Wow. Overwatch 2, that's what I was.
Overwatch 2, yeah. All right, so hey, let's look back again on 2019 in terms of video games now. So I have 8 clips queued up here. The first one is actually going to be featuring Bradley, so why don't we go ahead and listen to that. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney and I'm joined by Eric.
Hello.
and striving to get Employee of the Month. We have Bradley joining us from his water closet at his work. Hello, Bradley.
Hey, guys.
So Bradley, how do you feel about
achieving Employee of the Month?
My favorite part about that clip is Bradley's like, "Hey guys," and it literally sounds like my effects fader. It's like, "Hey guys."
Hey guys. From his water closet.
Oh, that's so good.
Now that you put that joke up, you gotta have Employee of the Decade. Who's the Employee of the Decade? You're the boss, you gotta figure it out.
Well, he's like, what were you doing, paperwork in there or something? Like, just doing paperwork? Just like, yeah, just chiming in every 2 minutes or so.
I was working away, trying to multitask.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the next one is actually for Cole.
Oh, God.
And Cole has not heard this one yet, so it's going to be super great.
I was like, which freakout did I have on Video Games Podcast that I can't remember?
Yeah. Okay, here it is. What's his name? Thomas, the guy in one of our videos on YouTube who played the Bean Boozled game. By the way, fuck you, Cole. You fucking mixed the real Jelly Bellies and the fucking bad Jelly Bellies into the same bag and didn't tell me. And I'm
when no one was looking. Yes, I did do that. How'd you know it was me?
Well, who the fuck else would do it? And I'm playing. Yeah, I'm literally streaming Assassin's Creed, and I'm like eating Jelly Bellies while I'm streaming Assassin's Creed, and I had like fucking dirty socks or something. I'm like, the fuck. And then
these Jelly Bellies have gone bad.
Yeah, I thought that I'm like, oh, maybe one of them got mixed in by accident, and then I had two more regular ones, and then I had like spoiled milk. I'm like, okay, fuck this. I was right choked that you ruined my day. All right, Cole. So that's that.
I remember I remember doing that. I remember when we were finishing the party and everybody like went off, and I just took the shitty Jelly Bellies and just poured them into the rest of the bag, and I was like, this is great. And I gave it a little shake. And I left it there, and I was like, oh, I wonder when this is going to come up again, so.
That's so evil.
Dick move.
It's funny that I can, like, remember myself doing it, sitting in what was the old office, not this new one, the old one, and just being like, all right.
Oh, so dirty.
Jelly Belly disaster time.
All right, well, now it's time to make fun of me. Here's a funny one from me this year. Can they stop Pikachu-izing Pokemon? Like, can they just make a fucking original Pokemon already? Like, Christ. Holy
what
shit.
Is that?
A Dimpative. So
oh,
bad.
You got you. A Dimpative.
You killed me. Oh my god. Look at that fucking thing. I can't even fucking talk anymore. That
broke Rodney. It's a dark and fairy type. Well, obviously, look at the fucking thing.
I can't look at it anymore. I'll continue to laugh. It's so bad. All right, so that was the Adimpadimp meltdown.
I remember that. You were like, you have to go back and listen to the Adimpadimp one.
Oh, it's...
That makes me miss Will even more. Oh my god, makes me miss Will even more.
Yeah. Well, he's like, oh my god, look at the Adimpadimp, like, 10 minutes earlier in the podcast, and I wasn't there yet, right? Mm. So I'm like, where's this Adimpadimp character? And then he sent me the link, and then I started going through each one, and then I got down there, and I'm like, oh my god.
And you lost it.
Oh, it's just a dumb-looking fucking Pokemon. But, now that the game's released, that was before the game was released, the final evolved form of Adimpadimp, when he's Gigamaxed, looks fucking terrifying.
That's it.
Like you'll face him in the when you're in the final league or whatever. Like,
should I look it up now or should I wait?
Bradley, do you remember that?
His final form's sick.
It's like, oh my god, that thing's gonna wreck me.
I don't know how to spell Adimpadimp.
Yeah, I fuck it up every time too.
Admin. No, I'm just gonna face it now. I'll come back.
I think it's Idimp. I don't know.
I dimp him.
All right, so we have one more of me here. And then we got, we got two more of me, but we'll save the other one for later. So, here's one more little flubbity flub from me, which is one of our favorite ones here. So, that is excellent. That is excellent, that it's an HDMI cable. Did the original Genesis, the original Genesis have high definition graphics on the top, just like that?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, in retrospect to 8-bit graphics, fuck yeah, 16-bit is high-def graphics. So, So yeah, Jegasus.
Jegasus. I feel like that needs to be a t-shirt. A Jegasus t-shirt.
My Jegasus.
It's got to be like a gaming console with a birth defect or something.
I'm Jegasus.
That's good. I like that.
All the times you messed up a game console. You don't realize how hard it is to talk constantly for an hour.
An hour, yeah, I know. Alright, so... he just tagged you something on Discord. Bradley. So, alright, so here's Mr. Will, who we dearly miss because of work, and he's, you know... he's not gone from the show forever, but we'll get him on here again. But here's one of my favorite Will moments from this year.
But, yeah, so... People, if your friends invite you to a movie marathon, just say no. Play games.
Yeah.
That's all that was going through my head, is like I could literally be watching like this at home while still playing games.
Yep. Will is the master of gaming and marathons, so he knows. Yeah, so that literally needs to go on a t-shirt too, is that like that's that right. is the best Will quote
ever. Stay home and game. Somebody invites you to a marathon, stay home and game.
Play games. I love it. I've laughed so many times at that joke.
Play games.
Alright, well, I mean, this year when we hit our 1 year anniversary for the podcast, we said that we wanted to get more people on the, like, more guests on the podcast. And we had two big ones this year. One was JT Music, who are big YouTube guys. They make music videos every week based on upcoming and new games. And the other one was our favorite. So if you guys actually have not listened to this podcast, it's really good to go back and listen to it. It's not tied to any current content. It's an evergreen episode. So it's called Become a Game Tester, The Dream Job. Mm. And it was with... what's his name? Curtis from Kabam Games. So here's just a little bit from it's just the intro of it, so here it is. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, joined by Will.
Hey, I'm back.
Yes, you were under the weather for quite some time.
Blame work.
It's all about work. Speaking of work, we got a cool-ass dude here today named Curtis. He's the quality assurance manager at Kabam Games. And Mr. Curtis, hello.
I'm good, thanks. How's it going? It's actually Kabam Games.
Oh, how silly of me. Kabam.
Okay,
Kabam. Kabam. Alright. Alright, so my, that was an actual, like, joke that we cooked up before we started recording, just so everyone knows I'm not a dick.
I was about to say, Rodney's example on how to lose clients while making a video games podcast. Was that actually a joke?
Yeah, that was actually a joke. Oh, well, because I asked him, like, how do you say the company name just so we don't say it wrong in the air, and he's like, it's Kabam. I'm like... But that's not how it's spelled. He's like, I know, it's dumb. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make the joke. And he's like, okay, whatever. Everyway.
I'm going to make the joke smooth.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a really fun podcast. Like, we got to learn about quality assurance testing and how it all works and stuff like that. So that was a really, really good podcast. It's good to go back and listen to if you guys have not heard that one.
I got to go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
And Will being back after a long time, it's that's pulling some heartstrings.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it's like... Hey guys, I'm back. Blame work.
I hope that's the first thing he says. Don't bring this up to him. And then when he comes back, I hope he says, hey guys, I'm back. Blame work. That'll be a good t-shirt. Him sitting on the couch playing a video game.
Yeah, totally.
I'm back. Blame work.
Okay, so we have two clips left here. One of them is me. This is the... Mark actually... No, was it Mark? Yeah, I showed Mark the intro to this podcast that I'm going to play here in a second. And he's like, dude, that was so fucking good, bro. And he's just losing his shit.
That's
so,
a good Mark impression.
So, all right, so here's this one.
Hey, guys, it's Sonic here, joining Rodney and Will on the Video Games Now podcast. I just released a really shitty trailer where I look like a humanoid drowned rat. Join us later, where we're going to talk about Sonic and how shitty he looks. It's all coming up at supersonic speed right now.
All right, so what do you think of that? Cool.
Was that actually Sonic? Did you guys actually get Sonic on?
Yeah, we got Sonic on.
Oh, man, I got to go back and listen to that one.
Yeah, it was good.
That was great, yeah. That's how you get your clients back.
But after he finished reading the script, he actually left. He didn't make another appearance in that whole podcast.
Not even once?
Not even once.
Not even one time.
Not even one time.
Oh, well... He looks better now. He had to go get a facial reconstruction surgery.
Yeah.
I feel like I owe it to that movie. Oh, sorry, Bradley, go ahead.
He was hardcore campaigning for his revamp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was it right here, right on the Video Games Now podcast. I'm going to go see that movie just because of... I'm got to respect the fact that they listened to
the fans.
You know, like, yeah. I don't know if I was going to see it before. Not even because Sonic looks shitty, just because I was like, usually video games adapted into movies are horrendous.
Yeah.
But because of the, because they redid it, I'm like, I owe it to those guys to go... they probably lost a lot of money to remake that whole thing, and
yeah,
gotta give it to them.
Well, yeah, it's, they definitely made it a huge improvement. I've seen like after that trailer drop, there's so many memes.
Oh, the Sonic memes were like
so many
post-apocalyptic
Sonic memes. My favorite one was it had a regular shitty coffin. It's like poor people, and then it had the same coffin for rich people, and then it's like the visual effects team on Sonic, and it was like a Pharaoh's tomb.
Right? That's good.
Oh, it was funny. Anyways, okay, one last clip here to play, and then we'll get on to the contest here. So this is a really good Will moment as well. So it's a Will and Rodney moment here. Real magic on the Video Games Now podcast.
Well, it's probably 60 American, so it's probably, yeah, standard price.
69.
Yeah. I'm at the Amazon listing for this game is now live, and the standard edition costs $59.99.
Oh, if there's a standard edition, you know, there's a deluxe.
Yeah, it'll be $120, and Will's fucking wallet will be hurting.
I am already salivating.
Yeah. So
my wallet's trying to find a place to hide.
Yeah.
No, Will, don't touch me. Stop spending money.
Oh, Mr. Will.
I wonder if he's bought anything lately. We need to bring him back. We're gonna have to have an entire podcast just dedicated to what Will has been doing in the last like 3 months.
It's the same as I just thought of Pinky in the Brain, but like it's just Will and Will. It's just like, what are we doing today, Will?
What are we going to do today, Will? What
going to get up day? And go to work.
It's Will and it's Will. Da dun da dun da dun. One is a genius, the other's insane.
Oh, that's so good. That's literally Will, because his genius is his knowledge on games, and his insane is his work.
Right.
Yeah, so, okay, so let's get into the juicy bit of this podcast, which is about our contest. So, we're going to be celebrating our 100th episode in February, which is actually on the same day as our second two-year anniversary of the podcast launching in 2018, which was a shitty year for games. But, okay, so I'm going to read this article from these fucking knobs called videogamesnow.ca. So it's celebrating 100 episodes of the Video Games Now podcast. It wasn't too long ago with when best friends Rodney and Will decided to create a video game podcast. The show launched on February 3rd, 2018, and since then they've been reviewing, critiquing, and joking about the video game industry's greatest and worst content. Thanks for sticking with the show for 100 episodes. So to award the fans of the show, we are giving you a chance to win a custom esports jersey rocking the Video Games Now style. So how do you win a custom esports jersey? So the Video Games Now... jersey, I guess it needs a name, so that's where you guys come in. So if you head over to the Video Games Now Facebook page, which will be conveniently at the bottom of this post on our website, you can like, or you can just go directly to our page if you're already a super liked fan on there. While you're there, you might as well like it and share the post. That'd be super awesome. But yeah, let us know what you guys think the best team name for the Video Games Now jersey would be. So the comments are going to be read off live on the 100th episode of the Video Games Now podcast on February 3rd, 2020. Look for the pin post on the Facebook page to comment, and remember to like our page so you get the notification when we announce a winner. So if you guys win, we're going to read your thing off on the air, so it'll be like...
What's the winner is...
Well, we'll all unanimously agree on a name. We'll be like, that's the fucking name.
That's the name. That's it'll the happen. Name. Yeah. Get enough people in there, it'll happen.
Totally. So, if your name's chosen, we're going to just give us a couple days. We'll design a logo, and then you will get a custom esports jersey. It'll have your gamer tag, a personalized number. It'll look fucking spanking. So
spanking.
Yeah. So, I'm actually getting one of these as Christmas gifts to the VGN team. So, Cole and Bradley and Eric and all them. They're going to get a sweet esports jersey. And
not
I thought,
well,
hey. Though. Yeah, not Will. He hasn't worked on more than 70% of the show.
Yeah, since we haven't... yeah, right?
Oh, that's funny. I hope he doesn't hear that. But anyways, yeah, so we thought, hey, why don't the fans get a couple too? So this will be a good opportunity for you guys. So yeah, we want to know what you guys think a great name for the VGN team would be for our esports jerseys. Okay.
Bradley, what's your name? Not that we can't win it. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think you brought up... Arctic something. I think Bradley's gone.
Bradley?
I think Bradley's
good. Sorry, I thought you said Rodney, not Bradley.
Why would I say Rodney to myself?
Hey, Rodney speaking in the first person.
I thought Cole. I thought Cole said Rodney. Oh.
I don't care about Rodney's opinion. No.
But anyways, I think you said Arctic something.
Arctic Wolves was one that brought up. Yeah, Arctic Wolves.
Wills is Arctic Heat he likes. I think.
Have you guys researched this? Like, is there already a team that has that or no?
Yeah, that's a good point. But hey, that's what the fans are for.
You can that, right, exactly.
Yeah. What's yours, Cole? What do you think?
Elok and the Wizards.
No, and your gamer tag on the back is Elok the Wizard.
Elok and the Wizards, Elok the Wizard. Let people know who's in charge.
Yeah. All right, guys, so for full contest details, go to our website, videogamesnow.ca, and we're going to launch this post here. And yeah, so there will be a post on our Facebook page with what's the best team name for yada yada video games now, and that's where you comment, and we'll read those off. We'll also actually put one on our Discord, too, just for our Discord dudes, and it'll be a good ass time. So thanks a lot, guys, for sticking with us for this long, and we hope to see some really creative names on the Facebook page. Bradley, anything to say about GTA 6 and the shitty year we've had, or anything else in general?
Next year is better. This year sucked.
That's my just recap. Like 2018.
Yeah. Well, everything comes in threes, so.
What's yours?
Yeah. My name?
No, you can get your name, but I was going to say, his recap was, it was shit, next year will be better. I thought you were going to say it was shit, next year will be better, and I say it. It all comes in threes.
It's going to be a triple coiler. Yeah. All right. Anyways, guys, thanks a lot. Leave a review on whatever you listen to us on. It really helps us out. And we will catch you guys on the next one. See you later.
Happy New Year's.
Join the stream.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.